we held it light.
Some bands have a very unique origin story. The seven-piece group out of Boston, Couch, is one of those. It begins with a gentleman named Zach suffering a concussion.
We found out that we couldn't overstimulate his brain. So we'd go over to his parents' house, we'd go down in the basement, we'd like turn off the lights, sit on the couch, and just play some quiet music together.
Plus, there was a lockdown going on, so the members of Couch didn't play together on the same stage for 3 years. But that hasn't stopped them. They've just released their debut album, Big Talk. Coming up, the entire band joins us in studio to talk about their DIY attitude, self-managed, and make all of their decisions together, with some room for flexibility.
We call it RCC, relinquishing creative control, and that's basically abstaining from the vote. So we end up at some impasses anyway, no matter how hard we try to be democratic.
Couch plays songs from Big Talk live in studio, coming up on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz was highly critical of President Donald Trump and Minnesota Republicans during a news conference Tuesday. He took questions about his decision to exit the 2026 race for a third term in office. Walz told reporters his decision was the right one and one he made with his family, as a war is being waged on Minnesota by the federal government. The state is facing increasing pressure from multiple fronts, including Tuesday's announcement of 2,000 federal agents apparently being sent to the state for immigration enforcement and fraud investigations. Walz is being heavily scrutinized for his handling of fraud in the state's health and human services programs. But he says the focus on the state is endangering livelihoods and even lives. Here's Walz from Care 11's live broadcast.
This is a concerted effort to try and destroy the president's opponents, to destroy the rule of law, and it became apparent to me that he was going to do that with me being there.
Walz was especially heated when it came to Trump amplifying a conspiracy theory that the governor was somehow involved in the assassination of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark last June. He called on the state's Republicans to condemn the president's social media post.
For those legislators who went and shed crocodile tears at her funeral, shame on you. Shame on you. Her children are asking you to do one thing in her name. It's to tell the president to stop doing this.
Walz also says he will not resign, as some have called him to do, and that Republicans will not win the governor's race.
Buck stops with me. I'm accountable for this. And because of that accountability, I'm not running for office again. But I have a year to continue to improve on a record that I think will stand up against anybody's.
The intention of the news conference was to celebrate the launch of the state's paid leave program on January 1st. The governor says the program is launching on time, under budget, and with strong safeguards in place to prevent fraud. Nearly 18,000 Minnesotans have applied for the program, and to date, about 3,500 have been approved. BABBITT Mayor Andrea Zupancic will again run for State Senate District 3, setting up a likely rematch with DFL Senator Grant Hochschild. Megan Buffington has more.
The Republican lost by just 703 votes in 2022. Zupancic says she would use her experience as a mother, wife, mayor, and small business owner in office. She owns the real estate company Zupp North, and her husband is a fourth-generation owner of Zupp's Grocery. Zupancic called out Hochschild in her announcement, saying he is a, quote, rubber stamp for the far-left metro agenda. She says she is running to restore balance in state government and advance common-sense solutions to make life more affordable. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
How healthy is the Northland? The Bridge to Health survey is trying to answer that question, but it needs your responses to do so. Surveys have been sent to households in northeastern Minnesota every 5 years since 1995. The goal is to fill gaps in local data by asking questions about topics like substance use, access to care, and mental health. Surveys are randomly mailed out to households in the service area, but to get good data, enough people have to fill them out. The first mailing was in September, but the Bridges to Health survey sent out another round to Itasca, Kennebec, Couchiching, Pine, and St. Louis counties in December. The anonymous survey data is available online and is used by schools, health systems, and nonprofits. The data helped Essentia Health and Mesabi East with a $10,000 U.S. Department of Agriculture grant for a farm-to-school program. Other projects spurred by the data include a farmer's market in Duluth and suicide prevention efforts in Aiken County. The research effort is led by the University of Wisconsin-Superior with support from over 40 local organizations. Heads up, teachers. Expect lots of Olivers, Adelines, Sophias, and Hudsons in your upcoming classes. Those four baby names were the most popular in northern Minnesota in 2025, according to data from 8 area hospitals. But while dozens of like-minded parents christened their babies the same, there were still plenty of unique names like Leonard, Opaline, or River. Other top names include Jackson, Henry, and Charlotte. Check out our full list at KAXE.org. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Yo, I'm Kaleo. Wild to think that even 40 years ago, a band like Couch, well, they'd never have a chance. You got high school and college friends separated by distance, and then there's a lockdown. Seven members of the pop, jazz, and rock band would have a hard enough time staying in touch, let alone writing and making music as a band. However, with video chat and file sharing, anything's possible. Couch thrived, even without sharing a stage for the first 3 years together. Today, they join us to talk about their debut album, Big Talk, and everyone from the Boston band has crammed into our studio, including Tima Siegel, Zach Blankstein, Jared Gazinski, Will Griffin, Danny Silverston, Jeffrey Pinsker-Smith, and Eric Tarlin. We'll get the origin story and learn about how this group of friends are very DIY, from self-managing to self-releasing. But first, a performance, please. Live in studio, it's Couch with On the Wire.
I want a quick fix. I'm coming around for sympathy. Can you show it? I need a little maternal love, no assistance. Now I'm so upset because I forget how you show it. But something I don't like. Tried your best to get it right. Too bad I'm served over. You're on the decision time, a big talk cruise, and we know it. Say your piece, move on, yeah, that's how it goes. I get so attached, I'm feeling attacked, and they know.
You fall into the fire. Yeah, maybe that's what.
It's a party in here, recorded live in studio for World Cafe. It's Couch with the performance of On the Wire. It's from the Boston Band's debut album, Big Talk. And joining me to talk about it is Tema, Zach, Jared, Will, Danny, Jeffrey, and Eric from Couch. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Welcome all. It's so nice to meet. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
So I love a good origin story. And Tema, am I correct in reading this that part of the origin story of Couch involves a concussion?
Yes, unfortunately. Zach has had 6 concussions now.
What?
But the very first concussion occurred the summer that we met. We were all like amped up to play music together. And then we found out that we couldn't overstimulate his brain. So we'd go over to his parents' house. We'd go down in the basement. We'd like turn off the lights, sit on the couch and just play some quiet music together.
And so that's the very beginnings of the band.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the band started in fall 18. It was several years before you were all sharing a stage together, working remotely, partially during the pandemic. How did you find your sort of sea legs when it comes to doing things so, you know, unconventionally compared to like 4 guys going into a basement and just making some music?
I think it helped early on. A lot of the songs that we made were fueled by a really distinct creative vision by one or two members of the band, and that person could kind of have all the files live on their computer and call a lot of the shots creatively. And that's sort of how we operated. And there are a bunch of us in the band who have that skill set and have that drive to project manage like that. And it's been really nice for this latest album, Big Talk, to be in the same room and have more of that traditional experience you just mentioned.
Yeah. What was it like when it finally came together and everyone was united on a stage? Because it must feel unfamiliar, but at the same time, a real joy to like, we're actually doing this.
It was really cool. It was definitely like our first proper gig ever was 2021 at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City. And we took it super seriously at the level like Zach and Will were drawing a chalk outline mm-hmm. of the stage, like in someone's driveway
to scale.
Cause we were like 7 people trying to fit on a pretty small, like quarter circle stage. They mapped that out. You know, it's like, we're not going to mess this up. And it was basically a slam dunk. We played back to back nights. We sold out both of them. And yeah, I mean, I feel like there are a lot of people who still come to our shows that were there at the ground floor at that Rockwood show, which is really special to us.
If you're just joining us on World Cafe, we are talking with Couch. Their debut album is out now. It is called Big Talk. You know, I think it's fair to say this is a Boston band. Yes? I know that it's around the area, the metro Boston area. Y'all grew up there. You know, a lot of bands will decamp to New York City or Los Angeles or Nashville. What keeps you connected to Boston?
Yeah, so I just feel like there's no real reason for us to go anywhere else because everything we have is pretty much in Boston already. So I feel like, you know, it's where our headquarters are, and I don't picture us leaving anytime soon.
I'll add, Tema made an interesting point a couple of days ago that even though we are a Boston-based band and Boston is our roots for most of us, when we started as a band, none of us were living in Boston. And then we went on our first tour and a half without even playing a Boston show. So we were able to grow nationally without relying on our hometown. And now we can go out and do a tour and come back somewhere very comfortable and familiar without feeling like it's limiting us from being able to reach the rest of the country.
This is World Cafe. Up next, a performance of a song from the new album. Listening to this, there's intrigue, there's heartbreak, possible betrayal. I'm not sure. Tema, can you tell me what's going on in Middleman?
Middleman explores the kind of complex and fluid relationships that I think queer women, especially bisexual women, can have with each other. And so it's about a night out with a friend trying to help me get a guy, only for the guy to go for the friend, and then for me to realize I also would like to go for the friend and want the guy out of the way. So it was a very chaotic and slightly embarrassing evening, but it was so fun to... Jeff actually brought in this sort of EDM demo that provided the foundation, that kind of like dun, 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 piano part that you hear. And yeah, I don't know, I heard it and I was like, oh, I want to pair this with lyrics that are sincere and emotional, but also like kind of an energetic release and like a situation that you wouldn't expect to hear over a pop song.
Yeah.
So yeah, it turned into a track that's, I think, maybe one of our favorites to play live across the board, and kind of our most directly queer kind of anthemic song. And I hope all the confused bisexual friends enjoy it together.
Well, let's take a listen to Middleman, recorded live here in Philadelphia. It is Couch on World Cafe.
Some quiet out on Church Street. She's my wings, pulling all the strings. Soon he'll be dancing next to me. But when she walks right in, he gets me all together. I watch him winning her over. And it starts to sting, but not how I expected. With a shock, I'm starting to sober. I don't mean to scare you, don't wanna embarrass myself. It wasn't part of the plan.
recorded live on World Cafe. It's Couch with the performance of Slow Burn. You can find it on their debut album, which is available now. It's called Big Talk. The Boston Band are my guests today here on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. I want to talk a little bit about the process behind that song, Slow Burn. Can you walk me through how that started? Who came up with the musical idea and how everyone kind of came together to make it their own?
Yeah, so I think this one started with me in my room messing around on my synth, Roland Juno 106 I have hooked up in my room. And I had this chord progression and I had a melody. And I had sort of a general groove and framework for the song, but I didn't have any lyrics. And so then I had Tema over, and in, you know, that one like 2 hour session that we had at my house, most of the bones of the song were basically there by the end of that session. And at that point we have like a demo that's like maybe a minute long that we feel pretty good about. We bring to the full band in the rehearsal where everyone's at their instruments. And then we start to actually flesh it out with like a live arrangement. And that's when you hear more voices. People say, oh, I kind of want to change this chord. I want to change this moment or restructure this. So in the case of this song, I think it starts with one person. Then Tema comes in, writes some of the lyrics, and then the full band kind of gets to chew on it together. But it sort of depends song to song how that works. Often there are songs like this where one person has the idea and they kind of come in and pitch it. But sometimes it'll be just like a jam that the whole band is there and we're like, maybe this should be a song. And it comes together maybe over the course of several months instead of just one writing session.
I'm pretty decent at math for being a radio guy. I know 7 is an odd number, which is perfect if you need to solve a dispute because it is not an even number of people. Is Couch a democracy? Majority rules? How do decisions get made when there are disagreements?
Sometimes we're a democracy. I feel like if someone calls a vote, we become a democracy. But sometimes we just don't think to put it to a vote. And what really, we'll get pretty granular. It'll be like, do you guys like keys playing long notes and guitar doing a rhythmic thing here or the opposite? And we'll vote on it. And what gets really tricky is when a few of us, we call it RCC, relinquishing creative control. And that's basically abstaining from the vote. So we end up at some impasses anyway, no matter how hard we try to be democratic.
Yeah, the invention of RCCing really messed up the fact that we typically had a tiebreaker.
You have to vote, but now if you can abstain, we're like, now we got 4 people who are making a decision.
Then we just fight.
Big talk.
Just want to add, though, like there are definitely votes that happen, you know, in the group chats across the band. There are also a lot. If everything got put to a vote, we just wouldn't have time to do anything else.
Right.
Like, you have to give Zach credit for handling so many things and not giving this thing to the band, say, hey, vote on this thing related to the tour, related to booking, related to press, and whatever. It's just like that gets sorted so we don't have to think about it. And maybe the things that we are talking about are just like the art and how we present ourselves and stuff like that.
You sound like a more functional democracy than some countries I've heard of. I'm not joking. Like, it's because it is your baby. Like, and all of these songs in some way, you know, have a connection to your soul or your art. And you've got a lot of different people to work things out. But it sounds like it really works well for you. So hats off on that in that regard.
I think a large part of that is just we actually genuinely like each other.
Yeah, and, that's a big deal.
You know, it's 7 people with different personalities, but at the end of the day, we are all family and we genuinely care about each other and appreciate each other. And we have big talks sometimes, but at the end of the day, like, we all deeply care about the project and each other, and we always know it's in good faith. And that helps any of those big conversations feel not as big as maybe they would in other situations.
Yeah, a lot of us have been friends since middle school, high school. Jared and I met in college, but everyone is basically a childhood friend of one or several members in the band. And that just comes through in how we operate, how we are together on stage. It's just like all of the work that goes into setting up the tour and then even the day of show, setting up and everything. Then you just get on stage and it's like your friends that you were playing music in someone's basement with in high school, and now you're doing it for 3,500 people.
Yeah. If you're hanging out with us here on World Cafe, I'm talking to Couch. Their debut album is available now. It's called Big Talk. I like to end sometimes on a lighthearted question, and we've got 7 people in the room, so I'm going to ask everyone a really quick question. It's the same question, but it goes to everyone, and I guess we'll start with Jared. What is your favorite condiment?
Oh, easily honey mustard. Honey mustard is something that I'm very passionate about. I mentally keep note of notable honey mustards we come across on the road. We come across many. Culver's is up there on the list, but my all-time favorite is classic Burger King honey mustard. And actually, Zach and I were just talking about this on the drive here, so this is very relevant. Thank you for asking.
Of course. Jeffrey, what say you?
Mayo.
Man after my heart. That's excellent. Eric, what about you?
Barbecue sauce.
Ooh, good one. Good one. Zach?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
These are all A pluses. Tema?
Yeah, mayo or sour cream.
Not bad.
I'm going to agree with Eric and say barbecue sauce.
All right, Will?
Spicy mayo, generally.
Spicy mayo.
I'm going to redo mine because Chick-fil-A is a bad company. I don't want to be on radio saying that.
So, Zach, what you got?
Ketchup.
Oldie but a goodie. You know what? I'm with you on it.
I feel like I should have been more brief. I went on a rant instead.
No. This is the thing. The reason why I ask a condiment question is because I know at least one person in a band is passionate
about it. I guess I'm the guy.
And I really appreciate that, Jared. All right. We got one more song to get to. It is from the 2023 EP Sunshower. It's Jesse. Why did you bring this one today?
Yeah, Jesse is just one of those songs where we feel like it brings a lot of energy when we play it. You know, there's solos in it, which are fun because it gets to incorporate members of the band. And we just think we bring a really strong energy when we play it. And we also enjoy playing it, which I feel like is an important part of playing things live. So, yeah.
Perfect. Let's listen to Couch, recorded live in studio. Here is Jesse on World Cafe.
Your photo, your birthday note, sweet sentiments from long ago. We lay in the grass and soak up the sun. You saw the world different from many. Oh, you taught me back at 16, not afraid to tear up the script. Then you turned your back and quit the show. And I'll never, never, never know, Jesse, where'd you go? Why'd you cut me out of your life? Tell me, let me know, yeah. Let me know you're doing all. We'll be right back.
recorded live in studio. It's Couch with the performance of Jesse from their 2023 EP, Sunshower. Their debut album, Big Talk, is out now. I want to thank Jared, Jeffrey, Eric, Zach, Tema, Danny, and Will. Couch, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by People Powered Radio, KAXE-KBXE. Good morning, my name is Dan Gannon. Tune in this weekend for Stay Human as we travel from the farms of Ukraine to the prairie and Lakota country, and from the coast of Croatia to an immigrant detention center in Atlanta with stories of the meanings of food in these places, plus songs in five different languages Saturday morning at 9 or Sunday at 5 p.m. We receive support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. Find the latest Up North report at kaxe.org. News from our region heard on the morning show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Is there news in your region we should know about? Email news at kaxe.org. And listen Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. for She Rose Radio, amplifying female voices and music with Carmel Holt. And now let's get you back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. The kids are all right. Very much appreciate that performance with Couch. Their album Big Talk, available now. You can see video of that on our YouTube channel at World Cafe and subscribe to be notified when a new session drops. Thanks to our producer Miguel Perez for his work on the session. Love a band that has a great brass section. Here are three songs where horns are key, starting with one of the greatest samples in music history. Rich Harrison, the guy who produced Beyoncé's Crazy in Love, an iconic song in its own right. But it wouldn't have been possible without the fanfare from the Shy Lights. They went to number 10 on the R&B chart with this one in 1970. Are You My Woman on World Cafe.
John. I don't know where he came from, but he better go back to his dinner.
always wanted to get into a band, to sing my songs, and then become a bad piano playing man. So here I am in this Hollywood city, the city of the stars, movies, women, and cars. Well, I guess I guess I'll stop.
Say hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey.
What you got to say?
One of 12 top 10 hits for Kool & the Gang, Hollywood Swinging. Earth, Wind & Fire, who I sometimes call EWF for funsies, sing a song. A little Amy Winehouse, a little Portishead, a little Les Paul. Something cool coming up next on World Cafe.
Thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning, my name is Dan Gannon. Bemidji Community Theater has auditions for The Sword and the Stone January 7th and 8th from 5 to 7 each evening. Roles are available for ages 8 through 80 plus. Be prepared to do a one-minute monologue and sing 16-measure a cappella. Performance dates are in April. We received support from the First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912, FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. Itasca Waters continues their Practical Water Wisdom webinar series Thursday, January 8th at noon. This month, hear about traditional ecological knowledge with Shane Bowe, Water Resource Director for the Red Lake Nation DNR. Register at itascawaters.org. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be Gina the Knife. And tonight from 7 to 10, it'll be Isaac M.B. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Jeff Castelluzzo performs as Heather. That's H-E-T-H-E-R. Grew up in San Diego, was a jazz guitarist before he ended up being an in-demand session player in Los Angeles, and he tours with Dominic Fike. He made an incredible-sounding record. It scratches dream pop meets trip-hop meets retro soul. It's one of my favorite records of 2025, Holy Water. Check out this track featuring Ryan Sun. It's Heather with Company.
The summer sang to me the sweetest song I ever heard. I wanna be in bloom so bad. I fear I'm just growing into the grass. The pain, I need you here. Though this rain cloud follow me. Could you keep me?
Where you know there's no stopping it. From the phone, well, you know she's still rocking it. Unless you rock the boat. But it's the cause hitting on the cardinal laws about the proper place to hang her coat. So do you. The truth is still hidden and the soul plays a role of a lost little kitten. But you should know that the darker foot kitten she been singing it all along. But you were hearing a different song. Yeah, you were hearing a different song. But you were hearing a different song.
Why are you hanging on so tight to the rope that I'm hanging from? Off this island, this was an escape plan. Carefully timed it, so let me go and dive into the waves below. Who tends the orchards? Who fixes up the gables? Emotional torture. Is the water from the Rocky Mountain spring and walk back down again to feel your words in a sharp sting. And I am getting tired. The capillaries in my eyes are bursting. If all love died, would that be the worst thing? For somebody I thought was my savior, sure maybe do a whole lot of labor. The callous skin on my hands is cracking. Be a bad thing, and the silence haunts our bedchamber. You made me do too much labor. Apologies for my tongue. I never use busy lapping from flowing cup and stabbing with your fork. Incompetence, it's dominance under a guy. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do what you taught her. She'd meet the same cruel fate. So now I've gotta run, so I can undo this mistake. And the silence haunts our bedchamber. You make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her. You make me do too much labor. Mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her. You make me do too much labor. Baby in your eyes, a first name, if I love a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just a son of a
Paris Paloma claims the last spot in the hour with Labor off of her debut album, Cacophony. And that puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Appreciate all of our affiliates who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. We'll see you next time on World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening. Weather in the listening region today, mostly sunny, highs 34 to 37, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 20 to 23, southwest winds around 5. Tomorrow, Thursday, patchy fog early in the morning, partly sunny as the day goes on, highs near 32, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with overnight temps in the low teens, and Friday, mostly cloudy with highs around 29 degrees. Our KAXE question of the week is, what are you looking forward to this year in 2026? Tell us by texting us at 218-326-1234. You can listen to the Season Watch Pod with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holden, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters.